Hello, beautiful viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, for part three of our visit to St. Martin's Animal Foundation in Los Angeles County, USA. You know how some people say it's a dog's life? Well, darling friends, for these friendly canine companions, it really has been. From dog fighting to domestic abuse, their herding histories changed for the better when they met the enchanting Sky Valencia, founder of this safe haven. Not only is it an eco-conscious home to the veggie hound and a refuge for unkindly treated cats too, it is much, much more. So what makes St. Martin's exceptional? Its noble mission to end the suffering of animals and promote a green lifestyle extends beyond its sanctuary walls and reaches out to the public at large through entertaining and educational programs, all cherry-topped with a sense of style and fun. One such program Sky came up with is the inspired idea for a team of trendy green teens to spread the word that veg is cool and meat is cruel.
I really believe that if we don't, and I think other people believe that if we don't change the youth now, that our earth will be more in trouble. So the whole idea for St. Martin's is really to get a team of kids that can educate other kids to do the right thing. I think that kids in their hearts want to do something good for the environment. You know, when they see abuse and pollution, they get hurt and they feel bad, and this is their planet too. So like little girls like Janelle and other teens that are older, really in this group that we've created called the St. Martin's Green Team, they're just really pushing to educate as many kids as possible through schools and videotapes and PSAs and, you know, speaking at big gatherings and stuff like that.
We have some super kids. They're vegetarian, vegan, and what they do is they just really inspire other kids in a fun and contagious way to be more compassionate to the planet, to learn how to treat animals kindly, to think about what they're putting in their bodies, you know, and they're so cute and they're trendy and cool that other kids want to do it. They see them and it's almost like, you know, when you see the Disney kids or whatever, they are cute and people follow them, kids follow them, but they don't have a message. And that's so important when you have that many fans to have a message. You can make a big change for the world with a message. And so these kids, their message is, you know, be compassionate, look at us, we're healthy, we're good looking, we have, you know, a lot of spunk, and we're vegan and we're vegetarian, you know, and that's the wave of the future, and also to be kind to your animals.
Her hobbies are barking at annoying squirrels and sunbathing.
They have a video called Respect Your Pet. It made such a difference because we got accepted by the Unified School District to show these videos. And what happened was they would put assemblies of like 600 kids together every time we go to different schools. And a lot of these kids are kids that their parents, you know, did not tell them that animal abuse is wrong. We're going to high crime neighborhoods where the abuse is really high and the amount of animals being euthanized is really high. So it's nice to be able to see these kids responding to being kind, you know, and really showing them that, no, you know, your little brother, your older brother who's fighting dogs, that's not cool. Yeah. I know what they're saying, it's cool, but it's not, and it's illegal. And you're going to go to jail, and you're going to follow really bad footsteps to get to end up the inevitable a long time in jail, you know. They're conditioned to the abuse. It doesn't faze them. So we try to make them more compassionate and really show them that it's, you know, not right. And to love animals, you gotta love animals. All you can do is keep trying to educate. And I really, really feel that with enough media attention and enough PR that these kids are gonna make a big difference, a big dent. They've already spoken to almost 500,000 people this year, students. They've been asked every, like almost every month. The World Fest and EcoFest brought in like 40,000 families alone, and they spoke to that many people. So it's becoming a bigger thing. More people get to know them. They're booking them to speak at different events. And the next step I'm hoping is some kind of a show that they can have that's just a simple show that teaches kids how to be cool and green and healthy and, you know, and caring for the animals.
This is Champ. Champ is a 3-month-old Akita mix puppy. He is beautiful, playful, and
Stephanie,
very big.
He likes to wrestle.
My name is Regina Saldivar. I met Sky when I was protesting, and Sky was like, hey, come join us for an eco fashion show, which was a blast.
Yeah.
And for a great cause. So. And from there, Sky was like, I really want to start a young, like an organization, St. Martin's Green Team, to just like young people that are passionate about being green and that believe in animal rights and that are vegetarian or vegan or just want to be healthy. And she pitched it to us, and we were honored to be part of such a great organization.
It's just so amazing that
a young group of kids can be doing all these outreaches, a really young, positive group, just talking about how important it is for you to change your lifestyle, for you to become aware of what they're doing to animals these days and what you can do about it.
Yeah, it's the only way. It's like, yeah, spread the love.
Yeah. I feel absolutely just honored to be part of change, like a positive change. And there's just so much negativity around us, but like volunteering and helping dogs get adopted and helping raise awareness on being green and being vegan is just like, it gives me tingles inside.
A lot of people are trying to find happiness for them, and every single day it's about them and what they're looking. And I think true happiness comes from doing things for others and doing things for the planet. Yeah. And so I feel fulfilled and I feel happy that here I am, you know, I could be at the beach, I could be doing other stuff, but I'm not. And I'm getting these dogs adopted, I'm getting them homes, and I'm touching that little kid who's looking at us and learning, you know, about puppy mills and pet shops and things like that. So I just feel amazing after I do it. Yeah. And we always have such a good time. So it's nothing like, oh, we have to go to Green Tea. You know, it's just, it's really fun.
We enjoy coming here, like hanging out with the Green Tea members. We eat amazing vegan food every time. And it's just fun. Being a part of the organization makes me feel fulfilled. I feel like, along with being vegan, I just feel like a more compassionate, loving person towards society. And I'm in a really happy place, and this makes me happy, so why stop?
To be doing these outreaches, when I go home afterwards, I just feel completely fulfilled. I feel good about what we do, and I feel good when an animal gets adopted. It's the best feeling for me.
Hi, I'm Luke Crosby, and I'm part of the St. Martin's Green Team. I love Master Xinghai. Great. I'm just so glad that there's a woman like her that's trying to pull out a positive message to everyone, because we really need it now, because I can just feel it, and I can tell there's a huge positive, uplifting feeling that's going to come around this year. And I'm so glad that Supreme Master, I'm sure, is aware of it, and she's been staying on the right track for so many years. So I'm glad that there's many people just like her and I that want to spread a peaceful message out there. So thank you.
Now, how do these precious pooches and cuddly kitties find their way to St. Martin's Sanctuary?
Well, they come in different ways. We have a hotline, and people call our hotline for help. And then we do Good Day LA, that television show on Fox 11, a couple times a month. And so we may get one dog adopted on the show, and then we get about 20 calls for help the same day. So it's kind of, it doesn't even out. But, you know, they need to call someone, so we're there. And we can give them advice if we can't take the dogs in. But, you know, it's such an abundance of animals being, I hate to say it, but dumped on people every day. And it's just, too many people don't take it into their hearts that it's like your child. So if we can teach responsibility with the kids through, you know, school outreach programs and that kind of stuff, you know, that's the way to go.
And now, adventurous viewers, let's quickly fly over from L.A. to San Francisco. Wait, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Super Seal Woman saving our sweet-nosed, wiggling, whiskered friends. Wonder Woman Ms. Valencia lives true to her name, which means strong in Latin. Because, sadly, as you may already know, baby seals are senselessly and inexcusably bludgeoned by the seafood industry for the sale of their fur. With untiring passion to defend the meat, Sky reaches out to the public to bring an end to the acres and acres of scarlet snow shed from the agonizing and untimely demise of these loving souls.
Oh, Super Seal Woman!
The seal organization got in touch with me, and they wanted to, you know, kind of bring light to the horrible slaughtering of the baby seals in March. So I put together this outfit, and we took all these pictures of me and these baby seals, and then I went to San Francisco, to Port Zacal, and to other areas where they had a lot of seals and people that know about, you know, the situation, and we just gave out literature in hand. I dressed up like with this cape and the big-ass seal woman.
Oh, wow.
And basically we were trying to get people to cut out buying the products of the people who are slaughtering the seals. And it's just amazing to me that some people call us humane beings when I think some people should be called something else. I could never hit an animal over the head with a blunt object, you know, especially in front of its parents.
Yeah.
So anyways, to bring more light to it, we try to make it something gimmicky, something, you know, interesting. We made all these posters and billboards. We had a big billboard of me flying. I think I had a club in my head. It was just in fun, but actually just to, you know, get a rise out of people to see what really is happening over there. And it's so sad.
Ladies and gentlemen, now the moment you've all been waiting for. Let's welcome to the stage four vibrant women who are leading the way for vegan Vogue. These foxy ladies have a fantastic time with fashionable faux fur whilst rocking their socks off to ecological lyrics. Let's give a round of applause for the Vegan Vixens.
Hey. Vegan Vixens started off as an outreach to show that you could be healthy. And we wanted to also show that you can be trendy. So the girls were really into fashion. We did a lot of fashion shows called Fashion with Compassion. And then because I sang in an all-girl rock band in the 90s, I thought, let's put a band together. I know how to write music, and my heart is into, like, talking about the environment and, you know, stuff that's really happening to the animals. So we wrote a song called Oil Spill about the Horizon oil disaster. We wrote a song called Envision a World about how we can envision a world where we don't harm animals. It's something you'd hear on the radio, and I think if you repeat it enough, it starts sinking in, you know, where leather and fur are things from the past, and horses run free on wild open grass, you know, that kind of thing. So we kind of make it, you know, a trendy, fun rock group. That's cool. Now we're getting booked all the time because there are no green rock groups, mm-hmm. you know, that really speak about veganism. So we sang at the Animal Rights Convention just recently. We sang at the Venice Beach World Fest last year. We sang in Mexico. It's everything that young women need to see to make that transition and realize how fun it is. It's not a burden to be vegan. It's an adventure.
Aren't they just so cool? Wow! We sincerely thank Sky Valencia and St. Martin's volunteers for creating a new compassionate wave in the ocean of love to bring about a peaceful vegan world. You are a profound inspiration, a paragon of fun and visionary virtue, sincerely appreciated by both humans and animals alike. For its enduring dedication to the welfare of voiceless and vulnerable dogs and cats, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring St. Martin's Animal Foundation with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with $10,000 to further noble work, with all our love and gratitude.
Hi, it's Sky Valencia, and I just wanted to say, do a good deed and don't breed, and give the animals at the slaughterhouse a break. Go vegan!
Visit Sky Valencia's Super St. Martin's Animal Foundation online to learn more at www.stmartinsrescue.org. Delightful viewers, thank you for sharing your time with us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up now on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. Wishing you a tail-wagging day full of heaps of happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.